Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday the 22nd of July 2024 and I want to talk today about how perfection is the enemy of getting it done. Because it's easy, isn't it, for you and me to spend considerable amounts of time getting everything 100% perfect before we actually launch something or release it. And the reason it's easy for you and me is because we are the business owner. And as the business owner, everything that happens in the business, it's got our name attached to it. It's like our name is above the door, isn't it? And maybe you've even named your business after yourself. I, of course, actually have my name in the name of the business. So even though, I mean, we have a team of 10 as well as myself. So I'm not the only person doing the work here. In fact, my team do a lot more work than I do. But you get the idea. It's all under my name. And this is why you and I get so offended and hurt and we worry about things when one of our clients isn't happy for whatever reason. We take it personally, even though, of course, it's a business. But that manifests itself in lots and lots of bad ways. And one of them is that we want everything to be perfect. We want it to be 100% perfect and we want it to be brilliant and spot on. And actually, sometimes that holds us back. Let's just take our new portal project, which you probably know if you've been following these sort of Monday motivations for a few weeks. You'll know that we invested the best part of a year on that. And we actually got to a point 3.5-4 months ago where I had to say to my team, what we're doing here is wonderful, but it's time to ship. We have to stop doing research. We have to stop doing interviews, user experience, planning, you know, wireframing, all of that. We've got to stop it now and we need to ship something. And I set them a deadline. I think we missed the deadline by like 3 weeks. But after nearly a year's worth of work on a major project, that was a thing. And so what we launched wasn't perfect. It's actually the first version of what, you know, we're gonna release more versions as the years go on, or as the months and years go on. We actually launched without some features. So for example, let's take website reviews. That was something which required quite a lot of coding, quite a lot of thinking through. And we actually launched without our website review section. We just sort of added it in a couple of weeks later. So, you know, that hurt me because I knew that there were things missing from that and I knew it wasn't perfect. And it definitely hurt, you know, my team that had been working on this for so long. But it was the right thing to do, wasn't it? It was the right thing to get it done and then make it, fix it afterwards. And I appreciate there are some things you can't do that with. But what you and I have got to be careful of is not trying to get it perfect every single time. Quality is important, sure. Doing the right thing for the client is important, sure. And I know there are things in your world like security that you do need to get right first time. But with everything else, we should just get it done and we can always go back and fix it. But, you know, later on. Here's an interesting question for you. What things are you not doing right now because they're not perfect? So, for example, are you, you know, dragging your heels over a new website or dragging your heels over implementing some of your marketing because you can't get it perfect or you haven't got the time to get it right? Actually, can you get it to 80% done and just launch it anyway? And actually, you'll be more motivated to go in and fix it if you launch something that's not quite ready. If there's something that we can help you with this, just drop us an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Me and my team, we are here to help you and support you. And if part of that involves us kicking you to get a new website launched or to get that marketing implemented, then we're very happy to do some kicking if it's what you ask us to do. So a few other things to tell you about this week. On Thursday, we're going to deliver you new content, of course. That's to use for week commencing the 29th of July. And that content is going to be about customizing notification sounds in Teams, something new that Microsoft has just rolled out. So you can have different sounds for different kind of things coming up. If you've got a good productivity thing, actually. Two other things, I mentioned website reviews. I've just done the May and June website reviews for Tony and Dave. Those went live, I think it was last Wednesday. So please do go and have a look at those. And remember, you can enter your website into a review as well. We have a draw in the members-only Facebook group. And every month, I pick one of our members at random. Well, the random number generator does. And I do one of those reviews. And finally, I think I'm going to do a challenge this week. We haven't done a marketing challenge for quite some time. So I'm thinking I'll be doing one, probably about 7 ways to drive more traffic to your website. And I'll see if I can get that launched either later on this week or next week. Have a very profitable week. Enjoy what you're doing. And remember, if there's anything we can help with anytime, just drop us an email. Hello@mspmarketingedge.com.